Hallelujah. Would you turn to the book of Matthew for a moment, please? We'll go to Matthew 24. Hallelujah. Matthew 24, verse 3. Now it says, as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him and privately saying, tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of this age. And he answered and he said to them, take heed that no one does what? Deceive you. There's such a connection of the end of the age and deception. We are at an end of something. Everybody can sense it, that things are coming to an end. The world is not coming to an end. We still got a while for that. We still got to go through tribulation in 1,000 years. So we're not near the end of the world. But the end of what we call the end of the earth, but the end of the world system is coming to an end. The world system that rules the world, it's coming to an end. We're in the time where things are going to end, because you cannot start a new beginning without an end. And we are entering a time where things are going to transition, no longer in a slower pace, but a rapid pace. And the first Timothy chapter 4. If you'll go there for a minute, please. First Timothy chapter 4. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Now the Spirit what? Expressly says that in our latter times or the end of the age, some will depart from the what? Faith, their connection with God. A connection with Christ. They'll still proclaim to be believers, but they'll be out of position. And it says here they'll be giving heed to what? Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and they know the truth. It says here that the Spirit expressly says that at the latter times, which is associated with the end of an age, that deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons will speak lies to deceive individuals, bringing them into fear, bondage, false hope, and living a life of deception controlled by evil forces of darkness. Now, that's been going on for a while. See, right now, truth that's being released more and more and more is causing an awakening process. All of these things that's happening, all the chaos and all the stuff and all the sicknesses and medications and all of these things and all, what's escalating is the reality that there is a false reality. And in this false reality, it's controlled by lies and deception. See, if you can repeat something enough times, people begin to believe it. The problem is people are taking information as a conclusion and not processing the information to have a conclusion. That's called deception. And we've been in a great deception, but there's going to be even a stronger deception that's going to come. So what the Spirit has been revealing to me is that we are coming to the end of lies. The end of what? Lies. That means if we're coming to the end of lies, we're coming to the end of deception. Because everything is being exposed now. So the powers of darkness that be, no, they can't win. Does everybody get this? I'm going to talk more about some other stuff Tuesday, but I want to lay a foundation today. They know they can't win. So the only thing they can do is force as much as they can on humanity and keep them as much as under control as they can because they can't win. So our responsibility is to make sure that we don't grab hold of any more lies or deceptions. Amen. Make mistakes in that arena. Because we are coming to the end of lies. You know, all lies have a desire, don't they? Amen. The lies of desire forced upon humanity will cause events to happen. They cause events to happen by what they believe. But God still has the last say, no matter what people are going to believe. The problem is why go through so much chaos through the lies that are being promoted by evil, when if we really believe the truth of what Christ says and get as much truth out to people, then they can reject these lies of deception. In 2 Timothy chapter 3. End of lies. This is what we're coming to. The end of deception. That's why there's a great awakening going on, isn't it? In verse 1 in 2 Timothy 3, let's speak it. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. And we know that that's perilous times we're in. Again, he talks about the last, and the last times, or last days, or the end of the age. For many will be what? For men will be lovers of what? Themselves. Lovers of money, boasters. Proud. Blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than what? Lovers of God. But they will proclaim they have a form of godliness. But they'll deny the true power of Christ. And from such people do what? Turn away. Why? Because bad company corrupts good habits, doesn't it? He said these are the sort that will creep into households and ministries and businesses and take captives, not only the gullible women, but men, children, load them down with sins and lead them away with various lusts or desires. Why? Because they're going to give them lies that are going to promote desires. They're always learning, but they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth that can set them free. So if they're lovers of themselves, they're lovers of flesh. Never able to break free, not able to let go of worldly lusts. Attempting to learn, but always truths are stolen from them. Because of the lack of surrender and discipline. Because of the lack of what? Surrender and discipline. In John chapter 8, the Gospel of John. Hallelujah. John chapter 8, verse 42. Let's speak together. And Jesus said to them, if God were your what? Father. Now, there's something about father. A father is associated with relationship to a son or a daughter. Amen? See, many people, even so-called Christians, don't know Father. They know God. They know that there is a Father. They know Jesus. They know that there's a Holy Spirit. But they have no relationship where there is Father. See, relationship is not about with God. It's with Father. And he said, here he says, if God were your Father. Now, he's saying this to everyone. If God were your Father. Now, there's a difference between, and don't get me wrong or misunderstand the area of Savior, Lord, and so forth. Amen. But Father is relationship. Savior is the one that rescued us. Amen. Lord is the Lord over all things. But Father is different. That's where the word tells us that when you are truly in relationship with him, he becomes Abba Father, or known as Daddy. There's a difference. Again, Jesus said to him, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the what? The devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you don't believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear, because you are not of God. If God is a father to you, you would have relationship as a child. And the father's words, you would know. When there's a relationship, there's an area where you not only love the father, but you love his words. That means you love truth. You are a lover of truth. You practice the truth, and by loving the truth and practicing the truth, you produce righteousness. And it is the righteousness of God. See, there's a lot of good people out there, but there's not a lot of righteous people out there. Amen? And again, why is this happening? Because they're under the lie of deception. The father of lies and deceptions hates the truth. And he is a liar, a murderer, a killer of the unborn, and a promoter of death. His offspring carry the same desires. So what you're seeing in the world right now, just like what we just read, in the latter times many will be lovers of themselves, those are all children of the devil. As one time you and I were children of the devil, because we were born in darkness. But those desires changed. It doesn't mean, look, even a person that backslides and gets up doesn't mean there's a child of the devil. They just got deceived because they didn't maintain the truth and practice. You can't be free by knowing the truth without practicing the truth. It's impossible. You know, I know the truth, well then why are you bound? Why are you still an addict? Why are you still doing the stupid things you're doing? Because you're not putting it into practice. And if you're not putting it into practice, you cannot produce righteousness. And there's the difference. So there is a difference between Father and relationship. Because Jesus said, if God were your Father. And if you look around the whole world and begin to see, is God your Father? Well, you're a Christian. Oh, but is God your Father? Well, Jesus is my Lord. There's a difference. We know Jesus is Lord. But there's a difference in relationship, and that's what's separating individuals. Because when God is your Father, you love His presence. You're a lover of His presence. And you love truth, and you put truth into practice, which produces the righteousness of God. And the world sees you as different, not as a good person, but as a righteous one. There's a difference. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2. I can tell you that we should be excited about we're coming to the end of lies. It doesn't matter. They are coming to an end. It is, we're in it. It's happening. And as we enter this next year, you're going to see a lot of things happen, man. Oh, happy days. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, as we know the scripture quite well. What does it say? Do not what? Love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is what? Oh, the world is what? Okay, that's the world system now. The earth isn't passing away. Amen? The earth is its tangible location. The world is associated with the world system ruled by what we call the Antichrist, Babylon. Amen? The world system is passing away. And the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. So we know that the world system is ruled by what? Lies. He's telling us, look it, it's passing away. It's coming to an end. The lies and the deceivers are coming to an end. In verse 18, let's speak it. Little children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it's the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He's an antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you or lie to you. But the anointing, which you have received from Him, abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. Again, the world system has passed away, and all of its lies and deception is coming to an end. We are to be kept by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth. He's known as the Eternal Keeper. And He keeps us in the presence, power, and truth of God Almighty, which is the anointing. It's the anointing of God Almighty. And in the anointing, the world cannot receive it. They can't. Not without turning away from the world and repenting and accepting the price that Jesus paid. and beginning to walk with the Lord. Amen? But again, remember that discipline leads to relationship, doesn't it? See, if you really want something, you keep pursuing it, don't you? That's where discipline comes in. That desire can only come from God. So as you pursue God, you become disciplined. And that discipline leads to a relationship, then it leads to a love affair where he is Father. He's not just Jesus' Savior. He's just not God. He's not just the presence. He is Dad. There is a love affair between you and the Creator where he is Abba Father or Father Daddy. He's the big dad, you know. Hallelujah. Is everybody all right? Listen, all the massive lies are being exposed. Again, the end of the world is, and the end of the earth isn't, but the end of the world system is coming. The end of lies and the end of deceptions, we are in it. We are in that process right now. Again, I want to explain something just to remind. People grab information and call it a conclusion and never process the information. So they're accepting everything that the media and everyone says as a conclusion because they're under the deception of lies. Instead of never taking that information and processing it or searching it out, then they stay in deception. They stay under the lies. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. Oh, happy days. Let's speak it together. Little children, let no one do what? Deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the what? The devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. That word might is associated with our cooperation to continue on the ministry. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, does not associate with darkness, evilness, wickedness, lies. He doesn't allow them to... Listen, the word says that God's children know his voice. Amen? Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. Doesn't mean we won't make a mistake. Amen? But we will not willfully break covenant with God. And this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. Well, you know what? There's a lot of people out there that are not of God. That even proclaim to be Christians that are not of God. Nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murders his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil, and his brother's were righteousness. So righteousness, of course, is associated with abidance in truth. Practicing the truth, that's what produces righteousness. Those that don't practice the truth, they practice lies. They practice deception. And again, all of these lies of deception are coming to an end. And all that follow deception and lies are called the children of the father of the devil. Or the father of lies. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians 11:12. Paul said something very powerful. He was dealing with all this deception. And what did he say? But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. So there's a lot of people proclaiming to be Christians, but they're really not. He says, such as false prophets. So he gives an example. Such as false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ or believers or Christians. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light, because he's a shapeshifter. And therefore, there is no great thing that his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Now, again, in this, without abiding in the anointing, they can't discern false ministers of righteousness, because they're really not ministers of righteousness. They're just deceivers. And many of them are being exposed. There are big, huge ministries right now all over that you would think they were ministers of righteousness, but they're not. They're under the father of lies. And they are deceivers. And of course, it's coming to an end. And again, all the massive lies that the world has been under for so long is going to be exposed. It's coming to its end. Romans chapter 1. In verse 18, let's speak it together. Romans 1:18. The end of lies, or the end of deception. We're in it. Now, even though that it's being exposed, there's still people who won't accept it. Amen? They're just not going to accept it. In verse 18, let's speak it. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known as God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image, made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness and lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Who did what? Who exchanged the truth of God for the what? The lie. And worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever and ever. Again, they exchanged the truth for lies. People are doing that right now. This is the great falling away. But there's also a great awakening. So you're going to find that there's a great falling away and there's a great awakening at the same time. In 2 Timothy chapter 2. You know, can you imagine how many people are going to awaken when all of this massive lies and deception is exposed? It's happening. It's escalating now. When they expose all the voter fraud, all the foolishness of false plagues, all of these things, trying to keep people bound in their homes. I think people are going to be angry. Hopefully, some of these countries, the people will demand their weapons back. The people. so they don't get taken over again. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:20. Let's speak it. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and clay, some for honor, some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from his past or the latter, or deception and lies, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also useful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach and patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God will, perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Those taken captive through lies and deception now serve the devil willingly or unwillingly. It doesn't matter. They just don't know it. That's why there's deception. And they need to be rescued. And as the lies come to an end by exposure, many more will awaken globally. And Revelation 12. Revelation 12, verse 10. Let's speak it. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the testimony, and they did not love their lives or death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he is a what? Short time. See, his time is almost, his lies and deception is almost up. But again, not everyone will accept the truth. Not everyone will do that. The devil knows that he has a short time before fully exposure. And John 8, Gospel of John. Let's just keep everybody masked as the powers of darkness. Keep everybody masked, bound in their houses. If we can keep them separated, they can't express the truth. What we need to do next, let me tell you, they've been trying to, look at, they're attacking all the internet stuff. And any journalist that's got a website that's telling the truth are against them. People don't realize that Obama arrested more journalists than anyone has ever done. But it was never promoted, never exposed. As they were telling the truth, he was arresting them and removing them. Some of them are still in prison. John chapter 8, verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you what? Abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall what? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you'll be made free? And Jesus answered and said, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a sin of slave. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you've seen with your father. And what father is he talking about? The devil. Oh, snap it. The truth sets us free, but you got to practice it. Amen? When you practice truth, it produces what? Righteousness. Amen? Revelation 21. Hallelujah. Revelation 21. And verse 1, let's speak it together. It says, now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Now, this is the earth passing away. Amen? This is the tangible earth passing away. All new. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So this is the whole, this is a whole nother structure. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death. No sorrow, no crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and they are faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and I give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things. And I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Romans chapter 1. Hallelujah. Nobody gets away with it. Nobody gets away. Nobody. They will not get away. I know many people have been frustrated. It's been, how can these people get away? How can the Clintons get away with this? How can the Obamaites get away with this? How can all these people keep getting away with this? They're not getting away with it. Daddy's stepping in. He's putting an end to this. He's going to expose all the lies and deception that have been a massive buildup for generations. Hallelujah. Verse 26. He says, for this reason God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of a woman, burning in their lust for one another. Men with men committing what is shameful, even receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which is due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do the things which are not fitting. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of what? Death. Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. So, not only the ones that are promoting the lies and deception, but those who are following. Again, those followers of lies and deception that vote and promote Such wickedness will not inherit the kingdom of God. They will go through tribulation if they're still alive. Again, like I said, there will be many that still won't accept the truth. And Revelation 22, and we'll close here. The foundation has been laid. Lots of cool things, let me tell you. But again, you know, they're not going to go out with a surrender. There's going to be tremendous resistance. You know, think about how things are. There was a well-known movie called Resistance. It was out this year. Now we have another movie that's come out that's called Resurrection, Matrix Resurrection or whatever, you know, something like that. See, the Bible tells us, submit to God, then you can resist the devil. But there wasn't enough submission to God. So the body of Christ could not resist because there wasn't enough surrender. There wasn't enough being connected. There wasn't enough love of the Father. There wasn't enough relationship. It was a, you know, Christianity, religiosity, and all kinds of other goofiness. There wasn't enough love. Because see, the devil knows. The powers of darkness know. Who's really connected and who's not. They know. And they will resist anyone trying to command them to do something if they're not connected. But we're seeing everything falling into place right now. So the powers of darkness will not just sit there. They will continue to do false flags. They will continue to do chaos. They try to create wars. They're going to continue to, they're trying to escalate wars with Russia right now. They're trying to escalate all kinds of other stuff. And then we got, moron president in, right now. I don't even think you can remember his name. He's just a puppet. And his corrupt family also. And they're promoting all wickedness. That's all you're seeing is the wickedness being promoted more and more and more. And in that, some people are awakening, but some people are still asleep. And some of them just refuse to. They're just too stinking lazy. And Revelation 22, verse 12. Glory to God. Is everybody there? Let's begin. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs. Now these are not roof dogs. Amen. These dogs are representation of demonized individuals. But outside are dogs, sorcerers, and sexual immoral, and murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a what? Lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, which will add, what God will add to him, the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the book of life, from which the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies of these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Now remember, Jesus is going to come first through the body of Christ. That's what we call revival. He's going to come through the body through his spirit. There'll be a tremendous outpouring. There'll be opportunities. People will be coming across. People will become awakened. People that you might have talked to 10 years ago or who knows what will end up trying to get a hold of you to find the truth or look you up. We are in that time right now when we need to be more alert, sensitive to the leading of the Spirit, and more disciplined in everything. Consistency. It's time. We do not want to miss what God's getting ready to do. Amen? Because he's exposing it. We are coming to the end of lies and deception. But again, not everyone will accept it. And they're going to fight like crazy to maintain their positions. But they're going to fall. Like a chess game. Everyone fall. Boom, boom, boom. Until we get taken out of here. Once we get taken out of here, God's going to allow them to rule for a little bit. To those who are left. Those who missed the bus out. And then we'll return with the Lord and reign for 1,000 years with glorified bodies. Hallelujah. You can eat cake then. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we thank you for your what you're doing and preparing to do. And Papa, we just don't want to miss it. We want to make sure that we stay in position and keep the maintained relationship with you as a father and your children. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.